From KLCC Studios, this is Oregon on the Record.
I'm Michael Dunn. Almost every school district in Oregon is dealing with budget challenges right now. The formula for receiving state money for districts is based on the number of students attending school, and we're in a time of declining enrollment in our state and in our nation. But locally, the challenges that Springfield Public Schools is facing seems extra difficult. The board recently parted ways with its superintendent. It laid off teachers mid-year to the consternation of many, and even one of its board members quit, citing fears for herself and her kids. It's been a lot. Today on the show, you'll hear from the person brought in to calm the waters, Acting Superintendent Jodi O'Meara. She's done almost every job an educator can, and she'll need every ounce of that experience in Springfield. That's next on Oregon on the Record. First, the news. Jodi O'Meara, the new acting superintendent for Springfield Public Schools. Jodi, great to talk to you. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. This is a great opportunity.
Well, why don't you tell folks, you know, sort of where you came from and what your experience is running a district?
So I retired about 4 years ago after 30 years in education. I've been an elementary school teacher, elementary school administrator, and then my last 10 years, I was the superintendent and elementary principal in Mapleton, which is over on the coast if you're on your way to Florence.
Indeed. What was that like? I mean, a smaller district. Talk about kind of, you know, what were some of the lessons that you learned there that you're bringing to Springfield?
I think one of the best things I learned in Mapleton, because it was so small, it was an extremely tight community with diverse needs and diverse political ideas. But everyone was able to come together and agree around the importance of education for our kids. And that is the focus and should be the main focus when you are in a school district. I was lucky to be able to have, I was the only administrator in the district other than my high school principal. And so not only was I superintendent and elementary principal, I was curriculum director, federal programs director, nutrition services, facilities. I did have a finance director, thank goodness. But communications, I actually had my hand in all of it, which I think uniquely prepares me to come in and help support Springfield School District in this transition to an interim and then an official superintendent.
What were, as a teacher, were there things that you were able to bring in that experience into the administrative role?
Yes. Actually, my experience as an elementary teacher, I have taught grades 1 through 6 at the elementary school and middle school. So I was able to bring the perspective of knowing the developmental abilities from first grade, what's expected in second grade, third grade, all the way up through sixth grade, and having that lens of not just one grade level, but multiple grade levels through different districts. I taught in the Rosebrook School District, Siuslaw School District. I was an administrator in the Coos Bay School District and then the Mapleton School District and now in Springfield. So it gives me a diverse view of several different school districts and how things were done to be able to bring it all together, which really added to my experience.
Okay. You do come into a situation that's challenging, to say the least. Give us a general sense of how you plan on leading the district. Sort of what guides you in terms of what you want to do there in Springfield?
What I want to do is to bring everyone to the table with the same vision of looking at what's best for kids. And everybody will have a different opinion about what that is based on their experience, based on their education, based on the role they either have in the district or the community. But understanding that everybody's opinion is important, taking all that information together, and then making sure that we truly are focused on our kids. I want to be able to calm the waters, so to speak, and help us move forward. We've got some tough decisions to make, and bringing people to the table to help make those, letting people feel heard and communicated with.
Okay. Use the phrase calming the waters. You know, because of what's happened prior to when you got there, you know, talk about the idea of both calming the waters and perhaps even earning back some trust of all the different constituencies for the position of superintendent. That includes staff, parents, students, and the community in general.
So I think to build trust, you have to have active engagement, face-to-face conversations, which is why we've had several community budget forums, staff budget forums. We've met with student groups. I've had community conversation with and coffee. We've done two of those, and we're planning a couple more. Just getting out and engaging with people, that's how you build trust. It has to be active, respectful engagement with each other. And so that's kind of where we're focused on that, because you do need to build back trust.
Yeah, let me quickly reintroduce you to the audience. We're talking to the acting superintendent at Springfield Public Schools, Jodi O'Meara. Without getting into specifics, can you tell us sort of what those conversations have been like? What's the feedback been like from the different constituencies that you've met with?
The first thing I would say is everybody is so passionate about kids. They want what's best for kids, and not just necessarily for their own children, but for all kids in our community. And I think that's an important piece to look at. We have to look at not just our own, but how does this program or this positive activity in our school benefit our kindergartners all the way up through our high schoolers, and to have a wider vision of that. Great conversations, great ideas. People really, when we ask the question, what has had the greatest impact on your child's success in school, the conversations are so enlightening and positive. It's wonderful to know that people actually do understand what's going on in the schools, and there are some amazing positive things happening, and we need to focus on those.
When you talk to folks or just even amongst your staff, we've done shows about what's been called sort of the enrollment cliff that's not just affecting Springfield. It seems to be affecting almost every school district here in Oregon and nationally. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I think people maybe still don't understand that, you know, there is a real challenge in terms of just not as many kids as it used to be, at least for now. Can you talk a little bit about how you're seeing that and perhaps drawing in your experience, you know, as a superintendent and a teacher for a long period of time? How unique is this challenge?
So I think while it is a unique challenge, I don't think it's unique to Springfield School District. It's definitely a statewide issue, and there's a lot of factors that piece into that. There's the housing market, whether it's in Springfield or Salem or Florence. We actually, as a district, and a lot of districts do this, they track live birth rates through the years, mm-hmm. so that you can see what your expectation is for incoming kindergartners. And then we look at jobs, housing. Are there new housing new housing coming in,
sure.
Housing developments coming in, things like that that can help bolster our enrollment. There are a lot of new options out there for education for students, and a lot of them came out of the COVID years with online schools. And I think that also has reduced the enrollment in a lot of the schools that we're seeing across the state, because there are other options for families. And I think COVID really opened that up to families, identifying that, gosh, we do have other options.
Hmm. Talk a little bit about, as you've been doing this job, talk about your interaction and just talk about just generally working with the Board of Education.
I think part of working with the school, are you talking about this, like the school board specific to Springfield?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I think part of it is understanding the dynamics between the school board and the school district, and helping guide the school board and the school district to work together, because they are two almost separate entities, because you have the school board whose main role is governance of policies and basically hiring the superintendent. And then you have the superintendent's role, which is basically managing the school district.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is an interesting dynamic, especially coming in new, coming in not knowing all of the players and just getting to know everybody's personalities and how they work together as a board and how they interact with staff. I get to have a unique perspective where I'm new in that realm.
Yeah, yeah. Has there been, because obviously they selected you and I wanted to kind of, you know, in terms of communication with the board and sort of meeting with them and talking about what you want to do in your contract, you know, has there been kind of a, okay, we're going to, you know, kind of let you do what you need to do and then kind of evaluate at the end of the year, kind of what talk a little bit more about that communication with the board.
Right. So my contract is from March 1st through June 30th. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty short contract. My interpretation of why I was brought in was to calm the waters and mm-hmm. to move the district forward in our balancing our budget for next year and determining staffing, as well as ensuring that as an interim superintendent would or acting in my role, keep the district legal and out of liability, and to just make sure everything is done as it's supposed to be done, whether it's an ODE report or a transportation report, or getting the budget in on time and making tough decisions when it comes to budgeting and reductions. And so that's kind of what I view my role as, coming in for the short term as an acting superintendent.
We're going to take a quick break. I'm Michael Dunn, and you're listening to Oregon on the Record. When we come back, more of our discussion with acting Springfield School Superintendent Jody O'Meara. We're back. I'm Michael Dunn, and you're listening to Oregon on the Record. Let's now get back to our conversation with acting Springfield Superintendent Jody O'Meara. Certainly, the mid-year layoffs were met with a lot of angst and even anger, and I wanted to just sort of ask, how has it been going between you and staff, you know, kind of managing through the fact that you have less staff? And then, you know, kind of in as part of that question is, you know, from your perspective, how have you been able to manage around that to be able to deliver the kind of education experience for students that you want to do? Obviously, understanding the limitations of having less staff.
So first and foremost, we have amazing staff in Springfield School District. I've seen it in the schools I've been able to visit, in the conversations I've had with staff, whether it been at the coffee and conversation opportunities or the community meetings that we have had or the staff meetings that we've had. We have amazing staff that work super hard to ensure that what's happening at the level of reductions and losing staff, that it's not affecting our students as much as possible. And they're really good at that. They recognize that that is an adult problem, an adult situation that really doesn't belong in the classroom. And so we still have amazing things happening in our schools, even with the mid-year layoffs and the reductions of staff. Staff have worked really hard to still create those great opportunities for our students. And then we are looking to move forward as we recognize, yep, we have a budget deficit coming up, and yes, that's going to increase the number of reductions in all three employee areas, which includes administrators, certified staff, and classified staff. And so part of what we're looking at as a district leadership team is the feedback that we've received from staff, from parents, from students, from the community members, regarding the importance of priorities and what we need to keep, and trying to ensure that our cuts have the least impact on our students.
Okay.
Understanding that there will be impact on students. That's unavoidable.
Yeah. Well, this all is happening in the shadow of some pretty profound changes in our nation's education system. There's some real open hostility at the federal level with regard to even the Department of Education. You know, as someone who's done this for a long time, is this a unique challenge, not just for you, but for educators and administrators in general, trying to do what you want to do with, let's be honest, I mean, a lot of cuts happening at almost every level imaginable.
So I think no matter what year you've been or how long you've been in education, there's always issues at the state level, at the federal level. I think what our job is, and my job as a superintendent and as a school, is to focus on our district and what we can do to ensure our kids are getting the education that our community and parents expect. And so while, yes, there's a lot of noise out there from the federal level and from the state level, I just feel like our control and our focus has to be on the kids that are within our community.
Okay. When I read when you first got the job, you know, one of the things you were talking about is budget stabilization. Were there, you know, particular things that you put in place to help stabilize the budget to get Springfield through this year?
So I don't know that there's any specific items that I've done or can do to help with budget stabilization. I think the best thing we can do is create lines of communication and developing the active engagement opportunities for anyone involved with our students. Like I've said, the community, the staff, the parents, the students, so that there's a two-way street of communication. I think that's one of the best things you can do. Stabilizing the budget and budget reductions and lowering the lowering of the enrollment, those are all things that we can look at, but it's really hard to ensure that that happens because a lot of those factors are out of our control.
Yeah. Obviously, people listening to this, one of the things that I'm sure is on people's minds, and it's not just in your district, there are other districts as well, and certainly at 4J, there's been talk of, you know, if things don't necessarily turn around, you know, is it possible that you could be looking at school closings or those sorts of things? Is that a red line you don't want to get into? But I just wanted to ask it in terms of, you know, is that something that all districts might have to look at if this enrollment cliff doesn't sort of turn around?
It is. That is something. And that is something that has been brought up in our community forums, is looking at school closures. And you can look in the news and see they're all around us, in districts all around us, our size, bigger, smaller. That is not a short runway. That is a conversation that needs to take place over the school year. And so while that is not a consideration for this year to balance our budget for the 26-27 school year, that is a conversation that Springfield School District is going to have next year for the following year's budget. And I think that is inevitable in a lot of medium to larger school districts.
Okay. I've said this a few times, but you've done this for a long time, and this is more of a philosophical question, but I think it's important as parents are listening to our conversation right now. You know, are there challenges that any superintendent faces today that maybe didn't exist 10 or 20 years ago? And maybe it's as simple as, obviously, social media is a big issue. And certainly, you know, there's been efforts at the state for limiting the use of cell phones. I just wanted to kind of, you know, as someone who's a veteran of this, you know, what's more difficult or more challenging or what's better today in a public school system compared to, like I said, 10 or 20 years ago?
I think you really hit it when you said social media. Social media can be our friend, but social media can also be the worst enemy. I think what's better is social media gives us an avenue to communicate with, but I also feel like communication goes two ways. So, you know, when you communicate information out, you are expecting people to read that communication and be informed, so that when they have information or ideas or thoughts, that they are well informed rather than, I guess, for lack of a better word, gossip informed. And so communication goes both ways. We want the community to communicate with us, and parents and students and staff. And then we in turn also put out communication and want it to go both ways. So I think that, yes, social media is a lot different than it was 10 or 15 years ago, but I also feel like that can be an asset to school districts if it's used in the correct way.
Okay. Superintendent, my last question for you, and it's kind of a two-part question depending on how you answer, but I'm wondering, at the end of your contract, would you like to stay around in some capacity or another with the Springfield School District? And if not, what does success look like to you at the end of your contract and in handing off to another person if that's the way it goes?
So for right now, I'm really focused on the work at hand, working with the staff and students and community now. I guess if I were to say what the success would look like if I were to hand off the school district on June 30th, it would be that we have a balanced budget, that we have communicated that out appropriately with the community and the students and the staff, and that there is a process in place for community to continue to be involved and moving forward in the district with back and forth communication, and to hand a plan off to the new superintendent, interim superintendent, for what's next, what steps should come next. This is what we completed. This is what we've accomplished. And here's what we're hearing from the community that needs to continue on as a conversation.
She's the acting superintendent for Springfield Public Schools, Jodi O'Meara. Thanks so much for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you very much.
That's the show for today. All episodes of Oregon on the Record are available as a podcast at klcc.org. Tomorrow on the show, you'll hear about how traffic fatalities in Eugene are going down, but are still at an alarmingly high level. I'm Michael Dunn, host of Oregon on the Record. Thanks for listening.